USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is currently hearing from European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland as part of the impeachment investigation of President Trump concerning Democratic allegations that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to conduct an investigation into Joe Biden and his son in exchange for U.S. aid. Sondland telling the panel,
"We had no desire to set any conditions on the Ukrainians. Indeed, my own personal view, which I shared repeatedly with others, was that the White House and security assistance should have proceeded without preconditions of any kind."
Another major planned power outage expected in California today because of the continued winds and wildfire risks. And this is USA Radio News.
When your toaster takes 2, 3, and even 4 minutes to toast, it sucks out all the moisture. Even worse, it sucks out the flavor. Bye-bye, dry, tasteless toast. Toast that gets stuck. Toast that takes forever, which is especially frustrating in those hotel buffet lines. We've solved all these annoying problems. My brilliant team and I at Revolution Cooking just created the world's first high-speed smart toaster. Friends say, "Kristen, you've started a revolution." With its sleek design and easy-to-use touchscreen, select your level of toastiness, hit start, and it quickly delivers toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and incredibly flavorful inside. It's toast like you've never tasted before. The Revolution Toaster is so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. It's the perfect gift. Williams-Sonoma is even showcasing our toaster in their holiday catalog. See the speed. Taste the difference.
Go to starttherevolution.com, type in promo code Radio 1 to save 20% and get free shipping. That's starttherevolution.com and promo code Radio 1. Join my revolution at starttherevolution.com.
Former Baltimore, Maryland Mayor Catherine Pugh has been indicted on 11 counts of federal tax and wire fraud. U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland Robert Herr says elected officials should be placing the interest of citizens above their own, and he says that is not what Pugh did.
There are many victims in this case. The victims are all of us, the taxpayers, and the people of Baltimore who expect and deserve integrity from their public officials.
Pugh allegedly defrauded businesses and nonprofits with nearly $800,000 in sales of her Healthy Holly books to, quote, enrich herself, promote her political career, and illegally fund her campaign for mayor. 10 Democratic presidential candidates will fill the debate stage tonight as MSNBC and The Washington Post will sponsor the event in Atlanta. Former VP Joe Biden, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will have the center stage.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The UN is criticizing United States policy when it comes to families detained at the southern border. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A United Nations Human Rights Report says the United States has the world's highest rate of child detention, and its policy of separating children at the U.S.-Mexico border amounts to inhumane treatment. Attorney Manfred Nowak authored the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights Global Study on Children Deprived of Liberty and said the U.S. policy under President Trump to separate migrant children from parents is absolutely prohibited by the U.N. Convention of the Rights of the Child. He said it's inhumane treatment for both the parents and the children. He also said there's quite a number of children that are separated from their parents, and neither the children nor the parents know where each other are. More than 100,000 migrant children are still being held in U.S. detention centers. That's far more than all of the other countries where they have reliable figures.
And preparations are underway for the 93rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Crews were showing off new floats and features to school kids yesterday. In northern New Jersey, there are 5 new floats this year, including Blue's Clues, a Lego float called the Brick Changer, and the glittering dinosaur named Rexy in the City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.